You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
That's my swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
My shoes are so fluffy.
Cause the swallows are here.
Yes, they are. Make yourself comfortable.
A giggle, giggle, giggle. I giggle. I giggle a lot.
The swallows are here.
I giggle a lot.
All right, all right, all right. Now, this we started this morning. Today, I guess it's still morning. Yeah, it's still morning time. I played the Redemption song, Bob Marley, in honor of his 75th birthday today.
Right.
And I did it also because of the re-release of the song and the new video.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, man.
Can you turn me up a little?
I regal.
Thank you. That's good. That's better.
I raga.
Yeah.
I do raga.
Mm-hmm. Raga.
I raga.
You do raga, baby.
I do raga.
So raga.
So in a commemoration of what would have been his 75th birthday, there's a new revamped video for Redemption Song. I just watched it, and I think it's pretty cool.
Okay.
You know, the song's the same.
Okay.
But the video is new.
Okay.
And it's like animated to be more like relevant to today. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. So that's all I had. That's why I was playing Bob, just in honor of his life.
Well, I appreciate that, but you never have to explain why you're playing Bob to me, because I love Bob Marley.
I know you do. That's why I knew you wouldn't mind if we started out. Just playing it, just in honor to it. If you get a chance, go to YouTube after we're done here, of course, and check out the video.
Right.
It's a very cool.
Very, very cool.
I thought we, you know, should just pay a little homage.
Because
today,
it.
You know, that's a big day.
That's
75
big day.
Years ago today.
That's good.
Mr. Marley.
That's a long time ago.
Squirted out.
Hmm.
Yep. You know who?
75?
75.
What, 1975?
No. He would have been 75.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You do the math on that. Figure it out. What year he was born. I did it earlier already.
That's okay. I don't need to. He would be really old.
See,
and probably still playing music.
Oh, of course he would be. 75 is young.
Yeah, man.
He's young for playing music. There's plenty of 75-year-olds.
We know now what 50-year-olds are expected to be doing, so.
That's true. Pole dancing.
Yeah.
And shabby and
get
shimmying.
Your life together.
That's exactly right. I love that meme that you had that showed Blanche from the Golden Girls
yeah.
next to J-Lo, and it said, what, 50 years old in the 90s.
1985.
In 1985, that's what 50 years old looked
was
like.
Blanche
was Blanche
from Golden Girls.
From the Golden Girls, because she was 50.
Right.
And you don't think about that when you watch the Golden Girls, but those women were trying to pull off that they were in their 50s.
Okay? And they were
and
so
then
old.
You got J-Lo, who is 50.
Absolutely.
And smoking hot.
Smoking.
Yeah, that's a good looking 50.
Yeah, it is.
Good she's looking 50.
She's a hottie patati.
Big Rich did the math for you. It's 1945.
Oh, that's good.
No, he's a giver. That's what I know about
yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm excited. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, and so you know what that means. I've got music for everything. Boop, ba-doop, boop, boop.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday.
What day is it?
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! All right.
Happy Thoughts,
happy
everybody.
Happy Thoughts Thursday. It's been an amazing week for me.
It's been a really good week for me, too.
You know, I am just on. You're go first.
No, you go.
No, you go.
No, you
no,
go.
No, I want you to go.
Yours is more exciting than mine.
No, yours is exciting.
No.
You made a thing.
I've made several things.
So that's exciting. All right, I'm excited because Shayna is making me my own custom Valentine's Day coat.
Ooh.
Her own design. It's a sports jacket, but it is a Valentine's theme coat. You'll be able to see it soon.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to wear that to work.
I just got to put the sleeves on it.
At the TV station.
I know.
You know I'm going to look good.
They're going to freak out.
They're not going to be able to ignore it.
I know.
They're going to be just like, oh my God, that guy looks so good.
I know.
Who makes your clothing? And I'll say, well, my wife makes most of my clothing.
Absolutely.
Would you like her to make some of your clothing?
Yes. She's really expensive.
Yes, she is. And we would love for you to commission her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm happy about that. I'm really happy about my job this week. I've just been really happy. It's lots of accolades and pats on the backs, and I feel really good about myself.
Yeah.
I just feel smart.
Today, you had a super fan come in.
Today, I did. We had a guest that came in for one of the segments, and as soon as I walked up there and said, "Hi, how you doing?" And she just geeked out on me. She was like, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, it's John Swallows, John Swallows." And I smiled, and I said, "Yes, it's me." And so then after she did her interview on the news, then she was asking me for some selfies because, getting selfies with my fans.
That's right.
And so we were taking some selfies, and everyone was looking at us like we were crazy, and then someone there in the studio took pictures for us,
yeah,
on her phone, and then the lady who's like some sort of boss, I think, I don't really know, she was like, "Do you guys know each other?" And I was like, no, she just knows me because I'm a local celebrity, I'm a big deal.
And she blurted out, "Sean's famous! Like,
I'm famous! I love him!
We all love you."
That's right. So she is actually someone with the
We all love you.
Dating thing.
Oh. You should reach out to her.
I meant to talk to her today, but things just kind of got a little crazy in the studio. So I'm going to reach out to her and see if she would like to come in and talk with us. And I have friends that are single, you know.
Man,
that
so many.
Could really benefit. That damn friends, that I forget which one it is, but if it's the one I'm thinking of, and I don't want to misquote, so I don't want to say the name of any because I want to say it right. They go on some fun adventures, and all you do is you just pay like a subscription or some shit, and you can just go show up at parties.
Yeah.
With chicks. There's chicks there.
Yeah.
Well, you hope there's chicks there.
There should be, because chicks are looking for dudes, too.
Good dudes. And good dudes are hard to find.
They are hard to find. You know what? Good chicks are hard to find. And sometimes people just get hooked up with the wrong people, and they're not good with either one. So
that's
no
right.
one thinks anyone's good in that mess. But they are. They just got to find the right person.
Classy little cupcake. She's raising her single hand right now. Mm-hmm. And she is spicy. She's a spicy single gal.
She is spicy.
Yeah, she'd be fun.
She's super fun.
Yeah, she'd be a good time. So we're going to find out who that is. I'm going to get that gal right in.
Yeah.
I know that she sent me a connection request on LinkedIn as soon as she left the studio. So I just haven't accepted it yet.
Oh, you want to try it?
I make them wait. I do. Does anyone else do this? When you get friend requests or other requests on different social media sites, do you bank them up?
No, I guess so. Sometimes I don't even realize I have them.
Oh, you don't even look?
No.
Well, when I get friend requests and stuff like that, I save them.
Uh-huh.
Especially on my personal Facebook page, because I like to accept like 10 at a time.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I like
hey,
dozen.
We are almost to 1,000 in Swallow Nation on Facebook.
Listen, we're really close to 1,000 followers in Swallow Nation on Facebook. So go to Facebook and become
join the group.
A Swallower.
It's a private group. Got asked to join.
And we accept everyone.
Yeah, unless you're our friend, then you're automatically approved.
Exactly.
But get
personally.
In there.
And then we are so close to 1,000 followers on Podbean. It's making me crazy. Well, last check, we were at 269. I mean, that's 31 people. We can do this.
That is not that many.
We are close to 1,000 followers on Podbean, and we've got a bunch of followers all over the place. But Podbean is like what I'm hanging my hat on. And tomorrow is our 100th episode.
What? Oh my! Whatever are we gonna do?
I have no idea. I don't know. Woo!
Uh-oh.
I don't know what we're going to do. 100 episodes. Can you believe we've done 100 episodes of this?
I know. It's pretty fun.
And we're only like, let's see, October, September, November, December, 5 months old.
5 months old.
We're only 5 months old. We have a lot to say.
Oh, man.
Man, we have whacked them out.
We got more to say.
Yep, 100 episodes.
We got so much more
and to say. Almost 1,000 followers here on Podbean. We can do
this. Come on, let's get
on. I cannot tell you the caliber of guests that we have coming just next week.
Oh, I know.
Oh my God, we've got decorated war veterans that have beat world records.
Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be great.
That is gonna be so great. This guy is so great, and you've seen him on the news. You've heard about him. He's a local guy here in Denver, and him and his team of Marine. Fellow Marines.
Yeah.
Have just broken a world record. Yeah. We're going to talk all about that next week with
and
him.
Can we just
Evan.
Say one other thing?
What?
He was in our youth group.
He was in our youth group.
He was one of our babies.
He was in our youth group when Shane and I were doing ministry, and we went on several trips with this guy.
Yeah.
With this kid. He was
changed
a kid.
Our life, and I feel like that we changed his as well.
I agree. I would agree with that. Yeah. He definitely impacted our life. And then right out of high school, he went right into Marines.
Yeah.
And then just he's got a Purple Heart. Yeah. I mean, he's just done some incredible
he's
things.
He's going to do more incredible
I'm getting
things.
Goosebumps. I might sing him the national anthem.
Okay. You just sing right to him as soon as he gets
right
here.
Right in his face.
That's right. You just get up on him.
Yeah, so it's going to be super great to have him in talking about that. And then a friend of mine, former coworker, intern of mine at the radio station, has gone on to make a really great name for himself as a comedian.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he's obviously super funny.
He's got to be, because I think that's a really hard industry.
Oh, my gosh. And the amount of self-confidence you got to have to get up on that stage. Because I've thought about doing stand-up.
Sure.
I've even got some stuff. I've got my own stand-up that I've done inside my mind, quietly alone in the shower. And I'm hilarious.
You are hilarious.
When I tell myself jokes, I laugh out loud.
I know. I hear
Especially
you.
Especially when it's my own joke.
I hear you.
But I just don't. I can get up in front of a full crowd and sing. I'll get right up and sing anything you want. Shout it out. I'll do it. But to get up and tell some of my own jokes and some of my own stuff, you know, to try to get people to laugh, even though I'm pretty funny. Freaks me out. Don't say
I'm pretty funny.
We're funny together.
I don't try to be funny.
What if we were a tag team?
I just am funny.
Oh, we are a tag team.
Oh, wait. We are. Tag. Oh, tag me some more.
Triple X. We're double L.
That's right. Tag me in
so
again.
So I'm excited about that. That's going to be Monty. He's going to come in next Wednesday, and we're going to hang out here in the studio, and he's going to make us all laugh.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. And then Vernon should be coming in.
Vernon.
Next week. I have to wait because Dee Dee's out of town till the 9th.
Vernon's going to come in, and we're going to explore more into our own knowledge and experiences and sexual
ness. I don't know because it'll be him and Dee Dee. So we'll
see what
happens there.
Last time he was
here,
he came here to kind of help us, and not us, but all of us, you know, being more enlightened and free when it comes to exploring and experience our own sexual self.
Yeah.
And then sharing that with our partners.
Absolutely.
So this time, who knows what he's bringing? Who knows? He's bringing his table in this time.
Oh, I hope so. You're funny. This Saturday we have Danielle and Heather coming in to talk about the one man they both shared at one
gosh.
Point in time.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Yep. It's two women that dated, that married the same man at different times, and both divorced him because he liked to dress up like a lady.
Yeah.
There's got to be more to it. Because if you're just harmlessly dressing up like a lady, there's nothing wrong with that. Hey.
I'm having a lady over for dinner. I think it's when you start leaving the house.
Yeah, that's
when your persona starts becoming real life.
Yeah, be late like a lady.
Yeah.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah, I think that...
That's when it becomes a problem in the marriage?
Yeah.
Is when your husband actually starts identifying as a female?
Yeah.
Instead of just dressing like one?
I agree.
You know, pantyhose are a gateway.
But they feel so good.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're in trouble. Well, listen, I stopped wearing pantyhose when I was 9.
No, okay.
Yeah, I got a little too tall.
You couldn't get them all the way up?
Yeah, all the way up to my neck anymore. And then they just didn't seem any fun.
It's just so fun to rub yourself.
I just walked around with my pantyhose up around my neck.
And your arms inside, too?
I am hose man. Oh, yeah, you got to put your arms in there. Bring it all the way up. Put your arms down so that the waist goes over your shoulders and around your neck.
I wish I had a picture of that.
Yeah, I'm glad there are none.
I might have to get one later. I got to go find some big pantyhose.
No, you're going to need some big-ass pantyhose.
It can be done, my friend. It can be done.
Yes, it is. All right.
That's funny.
Enough of my secrets from my youth.
Why? I love them. They're so fun.
That did everybody know? Just we'll get it out there. My parents kept me on a leash until I was 10.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was funny.
Well, you know what?
I laughed.
Your mom used to say it was because of you.
Mm-hmm.
But now, being married to you for 20 years, I think it might have been for herself.
After you've met my mom?
Yeah.
It was so that
she didn't lose
didn't
you.
Lose me? Mm-hmm. Or now, I was a wanderer and a runner.
But she didn't pay attention.
You know what I mean? I ran. If she would have given me the what was it, Ritalin instead of taking them. No, I'm just kidding. That
Maybe
was a joke.
That's where it started.
That was a joke. It wasn't. It was a joke. But, you know, I was a runner, and so, yes, I wore a leash anytime I left the house with my parents until I was 10.
Yes.
Even to school. She'd leash me to school.
Leash you to school.
It was horrible.
She just doesn't pay attention much.
Luckily, I was in the first grade till I was 10.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's horrible. That is absolutely horrible.
Well, I was on a leash.
You were.
I had to go where she took me. No, I guess one time I ran away from her and I went into traffic and almost got hit by a car.
Right.
And so she took me into Kmart and put the leash on me right there in the aisle and then went and paid for it. And then I became Sean Unleashed.
You would have thought that she would have taken care of this a lot earlier in your life, seeing how you drove the car, put the car in gear and rolled it right into traffic.
Well, I did that when I was 3.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So it was a precursor to what was coming. So you think that she would have started paying attention more.
I was out of control. I think it was. Okay. I don't think she's listening. I just wanted to get away.
You were like, I gotta get out of this place.
I'm out of here. Yeah, as soon as I got my feet
I don't know if anyone's paying attention to what's going on, but I'm out of here.
Yeah, I started walking at like 4 months.
You were running
I was
by
out
six.
The door. Yeah, I was a good runner.
You could climb fences by 9 months.
I was the youngest kid in the neighborhood who could ride a bike.
Oh.
I could ride a bike immediately. I remember the first time I saw one, I got on it and I just had great balance.
Off.
Yeah, I have great balance.
You do have great balance. You're also a really good roller skater.
I am a great roller skater, mm-hmm. but not a good skateboarder.
Well,
I mean, I can ride one, but I can't do all that fancy tricks and stuff that Patrick, our son, can.
Right.
Because he's a badass. But I can roller skate like a 1950s superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If I had hair,
you can do the spins.
Would blow.
Well, you do have Farrah Fawcett hair when it's long.
I know, and I look good on skates.
You can do the spins and you can skate backwards.
Slow skate
without having to do the figure eight.
Front skate, slow skate. Oh, I can speed skate, do the crossover.
Uh-huh. Get real low to the ground.
I would love that when I'd slide and put my hand down like I was that ice skater.
Yeah, like the ice
Juno
skater.
Uno or whatever his name was.
Yeah,
remember him?
Yeah, the speed skater.
Yeah, Juno Uno.
I don't know what
I'm pretty sure it was. That was his name.
Juno Uno.
Yeah, it was.
I think that we all know who you're talking about. Yeah. It's got really firm butt cheeks.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes, let's do an outing at Skate City, Dina Joe. There's not one far from here.
Uh-uh.
And we
it's
could
close.
Do a private party.
Yeah.
And we could go there and skate up and then leave after Skate City and go over to Littleton Cafe and I'll have drinks.
Yeah. We could do that.
With Becky. That'd be awesome.
That's funny.
Because they don't serve alcohol at the skate rink. Do they?
No.
I don't know.
I haven't been in there in a long time. The last time we were in there, no, they did not.
I haven't been
into
there.
Just really bad pizzas.
Well, they might be good by now.
Bad cakes.
Oh, the cake was bad.
The cake was bad.
I remember we had our birthday party there, right?
Yeah.
We had a birthday. Patrick, the boy, had a party there because that's when he was rollerblading.
Right.
And so they all brought their rollerblades and they were out there rollerblading. And they hated me because I made him wear a helmet. Remember? Do you remember? I'll never forget that party. He was so butthurt at me because I said, we can have your party, all this blah, blah, blah. You're going to... And then we get there, I made him put on his helmet.
That's why I never had another party.
And he was pissed.
That's funny.
But you know what? Some of his other friends had helmets too. So he wasn't like...
They were little.
He was a little guy. He was what? 10? 12? Something. 10.
He wasn't 10, 12.
14. He was like 16. I said, put your helmet on.
God, you wish you would have listened to them.
Oh, man. I was mean. Remember that one time we went on a ride and then I looked over and he wasn't wearing a helmet and so I made him walk the rest of the way?
No.
We had to walk home? when we lived in downtown?
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah. It must have just been you.
But now, maybe I was too strict with him about wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Because now he does crazy stuff on the slopes
without a helmet.
Snowboard, skateboard thing, and he doesn't wear a helmet.
Right.
Or now when he skateboards, he doesn't wear a helmet. So maybe I should have. Nah, I stick by my. I tried.
Yeah.
If he clunks his head not wearing a helmet, it wasn't from lack of me trying
right.
to it's make him wear a helmet.
Stubbornness on
when,
his own.
When
part.
I get on my bike, I wear a helmet.
I know.
Even if I'm doing it on a trainer.
Oh, my God. No, you don't.
What does that want to feel like I'm in a game situation?
You are so full of it.
I am not.
Yeah, you are.
Whatever.
Anyways.
All right. A butt helmet. That's what I need.
No, it's a butt pad.
That's just, it's called a butt towel. And that's what everyone needs at this house. Okay, you know what else is important? We need to talk about this because this guy did a lot of stuff.
What about my happy thought?
Oh, what's your happy thought?
You just blew right over it.
Well, you.
We should talk about you like normal and then that's it.
Okay, go.
Moving on with whatever.
What's
else
your
you've
happy
got?
Thought? I don't even. You know what? I kind of have forgotten.
What we yours were, was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
God. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go
You're
be happy
just
today.
Talking so happy fast
thoughts
over there.
Thursday. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
I was?
Yeah.
What was I even talking about?
Now you don't even remember what the last thing was you were talking about.
Oh, I do now. It was the leash. See, I went off on a leash tangent. Don't talk to me about my childhood.
It's dramatic.
It's dramatic. What's your happy thought?
My happy thought is I'm so thankful for my new sewing machine.
Oh, sweet.
I'm so happy about it. I am I'm creating. I'm dreaming.
Yes.
I'm making new things.
Yeah.
Like, since I got this new sewing machine, I have emptied 7 spools of thread.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you know how many yards is in a spool of thread?
No.
Anywhere from 2 to like 750.
Anywhere from 2 yards?
200.
Okay, 200 to 750
yards.
And you've done 6 already?
6.
Are you saving them?
Yes.
You do? You keep them like your bones?
I saved them from the last show and then I threw them away, but I'm going to save these ones for this show and do a video.
Okay. I like
because
it.
It's amazing how much thread I go. It's amazing how many things I make in a day. Today I already made one dress.
Yeah, I know. And I've had it on.
I know.
You made me put it on.
I know. Thanks for, you're such a good well, helper.
I've got a nice
figure. And you
figure.
Know what? I'm happy about that too.
It's because I've this B cup that I have that fills it out real nice. So I've got a lady figure.
You know, it helps.
It's my.
It really does help.
It's
because
my birthing hips.
You do have a nice shape. But I've done so many things since I've gotten the sewing machine. Like, my dresses are done. I've made like 3 or 4 aprons. I've made 3 coats now. Oh, 4 if you count the tan one. I've made a corset. I mean, I'm just making so many things. And so I'm just really happy about that.
I am too.
So I'm excited.
I like hearing it back there going, doing its thing.
Yeah, that's I'm nice. Just cranking things out.
Jess asked if you finally got one that worked. Yes, we did go through 2 different machines.
This
that
is the third one.
Did not work right. And then we went back to the trusty Singer.
Yeah.
We just went right to the source. We went and got you a heavy-duty, commercial, professional Singer.
Yeah.
Straight stitch.
I'm excited.
No embroidery specialties.
No embroidery
no
specialties.
No fancy
you need
computer.
A different
you need something that's going to sew some leather.
Yeah.
Sew some denim. Sew some stuff. And this one is your new powerhouse.
Absolutely.
I like it.
It's just cranking it out.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, my mom asked how come I was doing the fashion show this year. And I said, because my sewing machine is working so well.
Your sewing machine has inspired you to participate.
You are only as good as your tools.
Amen, sister.
You know, so
I've heard that before.
I'm so happy because I'm making some shit.
Yes, you are.
Let's see what I can come up with.
And
I'll post some pictures in Swallow Nation.
You've already got one person asking to be a model. It looks like Christy would like to be a model. And let's see, I think Brad said he also wanted to be a model, but it's gonna have to be something tall.
I make tall things.
Make very tall things. Brad wants to be a tall guy model.
I love it. Yeah. I should make him something, makes him look really tall.
Oh, yeah, some vertical stripes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pants that go tall. All the way down past his toes.
Right, and like high-waisted too, because if you do some high-waisted pants on a guy, yeah, it makes you look so long.
It does.
Make me some big-ass pants. Well, of course, we'll get you extra security, Brad.
Oh, yeah. Some of the women tip, though, so.
Some of the women do tip. We have, Shayna has had some of her models wearing her stuff take pictures with some women from the crowd, and they have slipped dollars in those little pants that you made.
I know. My
because
big
you make
pants.
Sexy clothes. Yeah. You make sexy clothes for women and
clothes.
Men. And then I sometimes will slide in there and throw in some bondage wear.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Which I love that, too.
Because I work with leather. Yes. I made a nice a diaper bag for Faith Hill. Definitely, for sure. Christy, Brad, see, we're getting your model list together. You should try to have one of your shows be models that are all listeners.
Just people that we know?
Yeah, no, that are like swallowers.
Yeah.
Not just these random.
Well, I know, because the coats I'm making for Jason and Mike, Jason said he'd model his.
Well, yes, they're their
sure
coats.
Sure, Mike would model
Marlon
his.
Marlon wants
well,
to be in it.
They could walk together.
They should walk together.
It's a gay man couple. That'd be fun.
Because they are a couple, and their coats are matching,
yeah.
So they should walk together.
They should.
And then Marlon wants to walk, and Joe across the street wants to walk.
Yeah, Joe wants to walk in like a G-string, though.
Yeah, he
so
does.
I gotta come up with something for that.
You can make one. Your sewing machine sews spandex.
I know.
So you can start working on some spandex little panties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For men.
See-through suits.
By Shayna.
Oh, it will be like a pantyhose suit.
Oh, now I like where your head's at.
Like a pantyhose.
Morph suit?
Yeah.
I'm down.
But it'll be see-through pantyhose material.
You put it up over your face, and so you're nude and ready to rob a bank.
But everyone gets to rub on it, on your suit.
Brad wants to know if you could make him something to where he could carry Marlon. Maybe like a little papoose or something, like a little baby. And the Marlin's little green eyes would be poking out or something.
Like a
Yoda.
Little black
like a little,
Yoda.
Yeah, a little baby Yoda. Really? Brown.
He's brown. He's right. He's light brown. Yes. Shine up his little bald head.
Yes. he can carry him and his. Maybe, like a little baby.
That's awesome. Like a little baby.
Because Brad's a big guy. Marlon's is a little guy, but he's not a really little guy. But Brad said he'll even shave his head to match.
Oh, fun. So now I feel like it's turning into something else. Let's see. We might need film.
Right. I need to start designing some leather pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, I could make a little harness. I'll make a leather harness for Brad that Marlon will just hang like on his stride.
I love it. Okay, and that harness is going to split Marlon just perfectly between those thighs.
Yeah. This is going to be an interesting fashion
We're
show.
We're going to win for sure.
Yes, we are.
If there was a prize, we would win it.
I'm excited. I don't know what you're going to do this year for your fashion shows. I know you're doing three nights.
You know
what,
though?
Every time you do it, you come up with the most amazing
stuff. I'm showing the
stuff.
Devil again.
You have some beautiful things that just have not gotten the showcase.
I was thinking about it, too. I know, because all
you
those
should re-show.
Those feather robes I made, that just showed in the fluid show. It didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't show in Denver Unique Week of Fashion.
Yep.
So I do have some, I don't know, I'm going to make some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want some bondage wear.
I know.
So we're going to work on
we're
that.
We're going to make some more stuff.
We're going to work together.
I don't know about something for Brad to carry Marlon around just yet, but you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Uh-uh.
You know what? I'm never going to be small enough for another man to carry me around.
No,
well, maybe Tom.
You'll be the carrier. Yeah,
Tom
could have
carried
carry
me
anyone.
Around. He was 6'7".
We got to get Tom on
we
here.
We need to get Tom on here. He was 6'7". He's a big guy. What's Brad? Brad, what are you, like 6'8", 6'9"? Brad's a tall guy. I had to look all the way up to see him.
Me too.
In his eyes.
I just talked to his belly button.
I know. You can get away with that. 6'6". And then for some reason, every time we see Brad, you're wearing the most low-cut stuff.
I wear that all the time. I want everyone to see my beautiful boobs.
Yeah, Brad says, you were talking to my belly button.
Well, it's hard to tell, you know? When you got your clothes on, you just don't know.
Oh, where?
Just going in blind.
What has happened? I want to be swaddled by a grown man, and you're looking at other men's belly buttons. We are going
crazy. It was
crazy.
A hole, no matter what I was looking at.
This really is Happy Thoughts Thursday.
That's right.
Classy says, because she's taller than you, she only stares at your boobs, too.
Everyone does. They're really fantastic.
They're very fantastic.
They are really fantastic. And I am a boob pusher, so I feel like if you got some nice titties, ladies,
or men,
get some cleavage, mm-hmm. show them off, put them out there, get them high, nice and high, so people look at them. Ow. You're like, that's right. I know you want to motorboat these. Ow.
And just because men's cleavage is hairy doesn't make it bad. Look at mine. Ooh, look at him.
I love your cleavage.
This is the mommy, and this is the baby one. Oh, boy.
We need to get a camera in this place.
God. We will never get a camera in this place.
Yeah, we will. We will. It's going to be great.
Oy, boy. Well, I feel bad talking about a dead Kurt Douglas now.
Oh, I love Kurt Douglas.
Do you know he's got 95 film credits?
Yep.
This guy was in a lot of stuff.
From like when he was like 20-some years old, probably younger than that.
He was a young guy.
Yep. Look at him.
Look at how young he was.
What was that one that you just had up there in
that
the top?
That was Spartacus.
I was going to say.
Spartacus. Yeah. His first appearance was The Strange Love of Martha Ives. I don't know. Irvis? Irves. 1946. So he was like the heartthrob of Hollywood through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Like all the way.
All the way to the end.
All the way. Now, he didn't do too much in the 2000s because I think he got sick. But
he did. He had cancer.
He was touched by an angel in 2000. So that was good.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he was a really good actor. But just felt like we should at least, acknowledge the fact that we've lost a great actor.
A very great one. Yeah, I mean, that's now, all, though. His kid is pretty great, too. But that is...
Michael?
Yeah.
Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah.
Nah, he's all right.
He's in Fatal Attraction.
He is?
Michael Douglas?
Oh, yeah. Is that the one with the gerbil in his butt?
No, I think that was...
Who was that that had the gerbil in their butt?
The one from...
Rock Hudson?
No. The one from...
Is that Danny DeVito?
No, stop. Oh, oh my God. I don't know. Gear, thank
Richard
you.
Gear.
Jeez, in your butt. Get your head out of your
Pretty
butt.
Woman.
Pretty Woman. Thank you, Christy. Jeez Louise.
Joey Pesci?
No. No, not Joe Pesci.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like something he'd do. Johnny Knoxville? Okay. So that's it. I'm sure there's other people we have lost, but Hugh Grant. That's who it was. Hugh Grant was married to freaking super hot chick. Oh, man. But he got picked up trying to pick up a transvestite, or he had a transsexual, Hugh Grant.
I have no idea.
Gosh, what was her name that she was married to? She was in, what the heck was that movie she was in? She was in Austin Powers, the first Austin Powers.
Oh, I don't know.
His wife, that really hot one. Anyways, he also liked to play with gerbils. I think so. That was a long way to get around to a guy with a gerbil in his butt.
You're just doing that today. You're just going a mile a minute.
I am.
That green tea's got y'all. I've been drinking green tea all day.
I'm hopped up on green. Elizabeth Hurley. Oh, I follow her on Instagram, I believe it is. And she has a creepy relationship with her son.
Mm.
I remember that now. Yeah. They take some pretty... risque photos together. But you know what? When you look like Elizabeth Hurley, you can do whatever you want.
I guess.
That's what I say. I'm going to look at it right now.
Maybe not. Maybe do this right now.
Well, okay. I'm just a show prep.
Ah, yeah. Well, I should have done that earlier.
Well, I didn't know that I was going to. Oh, yeah. There she is. She looks real nice. She's got to be in her 50s. I bet.
Probably.
Yeah. Yellow suit. Okay. All right. What? Don't shake your head at me.
Nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't got nothing. I'm just watching you be on your phone.
I'm not on my phone.
Oh.
I'm on the computer. Big Rick says that he doesn't think you are an Elizabeth Hurley fan.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't even know who she is.
Yeah, you don't care.
I can't even picture her in my mind.
Yeah, you hate my phone way more than Elizabeth Hurley.
Absolutely. You dirty whore. She's interrupted everything.
Galaxy Android whore.
Yes.
All right, she's done. Now, I'm good.
Okay.
I've got
Are
it.
You
I
done?
Got it all out. And now you carry the show.
Oh.
What do you got?
Nothing.
I don't know why. You know what? It's because we haven't been drinking.
Oh, yeah. We haven't been drinking.
And since we've decided to kind of slow down and not drink, I've got all this extra energy.
I know. See, what some people don't understand is the drinking and the weed is the medication that keeps Sean from going 9 million miles a minute.
Off the rails.
Yeah.
But I'm not drinking now.
And I'm feeling much better now.
I know. I am.
You are funny.
But I do have some other stuff that I've written down that we could talk about today.
What is it?
Well, I was going through some of where I get some of the things I like to talk about, mm-hmm. some where I prep stuff. And there is a lot of things sexual in the prep. So I thought since we always talk about sexual things, that we would not talk about those today. But what we could talk about is we've got a big day coming up next week.
Christy. What? She's all ashamed. It does a good pour. I know. Poor Christy. I got her drunk.
I don't think that you got her drunk.
Well, I started her off. And then Allie jumped in and helped pour those drinks too.
Uh-huh.
Allie got drunk.
Oh, and Classy says she really, and that's just true. She hasn't even drank around us yet. I think she had one Bloody Mary when she was. No, she didn't have any.
She didn't have any.
That's right.
Because we didn't know what she could drink, but now that we do.
Oh, now we know where her,
guess what,
her
sister,
dietary requirements
we're
are.
We're coming for you.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
But talk, not right away.
Talk
we're
to
on a
Christy
break.
About it.
Yeah, Christy will fill you in. Well, when a girl shows up with a bag full of sex toys, you mix her a stiff drink. Christy.
Absolutely.
To Christy, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're lucky that we stopped when we did, or you might have left with that slutty on your butt.
Yeah. you might still be here.
Yeah.
So next week, 1 week from tomorrow, is a Friday.
Yeah.
And it's a Valentine.
Valentine.
Valentine's Day is next Friday. And I know this is a little early to be talking about Valentine's Day, but because 70% of all, excuse me, because 70% of all divorces are initiated by women, I thought we should give the guys a heads up. Okay? Give them an extra week.
Guys need more than a heads up.
So, you know, you got a week to get your act together. I did read that study that 70% of divorces are initiated by the wife.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that tells me there is about freaking 70% of men that got no brains.
They don't listen.
They're not listening.
Mm-mm.
They're not listening at all. So I'm giving you a week's heads up so that you can listen for the next few days and maybe do something special on Valentine's Day. But my question is this. As a woman, a wife, a lady who likes to be remembered on these things, what really is the right way to go about Valentine's Day? I try to do gifts, you know, the chocolate thing and cards. That's
Are you asking me?
We quit that. I'm just asking in general that maybe you might be able to help.
Okay.
And we've got women here that, see, Classy left her ex right after Valentine's Day because that's what happens.
Because you know why? Because it's a nail in the coffin.
Right. And men, we have this thing. It's like, oh, why? It's Valentine's Day. It's just commercialism. Sell cards and chocolates. And why do I got to count? I just love her every day and stuff. Well, you're not. You're not.
You're not loving her every day.
And so Valentine's Day
is... You're
not
even thanking her for doing your laundry.
We should have a Valentine's Day every quarter.
Right.
Really, if you want to think about it.
Like a check-in.
If it takes something to remind a guy to stop what they're doing and to pay attention and do something special for that woman in their life, person in their life, you know, then we do need these days more often. And maybe that divorce rate would come down a little bit, fellas.
Yeah, maybe it would.
So
I think that you have to know your partner.
Yes.
Some people are way more materialistic, so they want an expensive gift. They want an iPad. They want diamonds. Mm-hmm. They want jewelries. If you don't get that to them, then you're a piece of shit. But I feel like you should know your partner.
You gotta know the person.
And know that's what they want to begin with. Some people just want candy. Some people don't want to clean the house. Some people, you know, just want quality time together. Let's do something intentional. Mm-hmm. Us two together to make it apparent that we want to be together.
Because a box of chocolate or a card or even sometimes a diamond ring doesn't really convey how much someone feels about you.
Right.
It's like, okay, you bought me that thing. Great. Thanks for that. You know what I mean?
I also feel like Big Rich
says we should have 12 days of Valentine's.
Oh.
I like that.
Yeah. I also feel like when you're with the right person who you're supposed to be with, Valentine's Day is easy.
Right.
Right? Because your whole relationship isn't based on that one day. That one day is just a bonus day that you get to do something nice for them.
Right.
You know? And so because you love them and they love you and you respect them and they respect you equally, mm-hmm. then Valentine's Day is easy peasy, baby.
Yeah. Because you're just already living it.
Yeah.
And so then you just throw
put
on
the rubber sheet on the floor.
You just throw on some extra icing
get
on the
oil
14th.
Out.
Get out the... You get to go buy extra oil.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Get your good candles, the ones you really like.
Well, Classy said she made the best decision she's ever made after Valentine's Day. And she got rid of the guy and mm-hmm. kept the dog.
Oh, good job.
Best dog ever, she says. He doesn't even poop in the house like the guy did.
Those men, sometimes they poop in the house. You try.
You can't potty train a man.
Uh-uh.
Nah, it's going to slip out. You're going to sneeze.
You don't even know when.
You're going to come home.
You might wake up in the middle of the night.
Yep, you're going to have that double smothered burrito.
Double smothered burrito. That's so
And before you know it, you got a little poopski.
Anyways.
And so that's that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wrote this down, but I know that was stupid. So what about, like, is it the thing said, the worst thing to do on Valentine's Day is to take your girl or your mate to a romantic movie? Like a, you know, a rom-com.
I don't know that I would go to a movie. I mean, that's...
Do people movie in a date movie? I mean, is that a thing?
I don't know.
Dinner
but
in a movie?
You don't talk in a movie.
No, like you can't get to know anybody in
a
movie.
No, you're just sitting there.
Well, yeah, you can't.
No, you're not talking.
Huh.
You're just sitting there.
So a movie is not a good first date.
No.
It's probably not even a good fifth date.
Nah.
Yeah, you want to do that once you've been around each other a
while. Yeah, once you're bored and you got nothing else to do, let's go watch a movie.
We don't even go to movies.
No.
We haven't been to a movie in years. The last movie I've drug you to was a Star Wars movie, and I believe that was The Last Jedi or Quantum Phantom...
It was whatever the last one was that
Phantom
had the
feeling.
Little rolling ball in it.
Yeah, that one. The Last Jedi. No, The Last Jedi I think I got from Redbox.
I don't know. No, we went and watched that one.
Was that the one with the girl?
Mm-hmm.
With the girl and the mm-hmm. orange ball. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's her name? Paname?
What? Paname?
I don't know.
Her name is Panamime. No, it's not. Her name was Ren.
Oh, Ren.
Her
Ren,
name was
Ren.
Ren, and you're thinking about Pat May.
Pat May, thank you.
Golly. And I joke because the new little Yoda in The Mandalorian is the love child of Yoda and Pat May.
Right.
Ray.
A marriage retreat on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I like that. Hot Springs, visit to the Hot Springs. But gosh, I love just going to the Hot Springs any day. But a marriage retreat, it's intentional. Gives you an opportunity to do something like over the top. Like, you know, putting rose petals on the sheets, they're fun. And that's great in theory. But you can start getting around on those rose petals, you're going to get red all over those sheets. They're going to leak. It's icky. You don't.
How about this? How about not even that? The rose petals are great, but who has to pick up the rose petals when it's done?
Housekeeping.
The girl.
Housekeeping. That's why you go to a hotel and do it. You don't
do
it at home.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to do that at home. You get all rose petals in the sheets. No, man, you do that and you go to a room and a dinner for $90. That's
Ooh,
a small.
Where's that?
Yeah, what the hell, small town you living in?
Where are you at, man?
Yeah, you can't get.
You can't even get a room for $90 bucks here.
Yeah, no doubt. I can take Shayna to a breakfast joint for under $90.
But if they have bottomless mimosas.
And if you are getting a room in Denver for $90, you're only getting it for an hour. Now, Shane and I have been on some church marriage retreats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've done all that. We've got certificates upstairs.
We've got certificates,
baby. We are certified happily married.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
Counseling or something. And if you are feeling like suicidal, you can call us, too, because we can help
you.
But retreats are nice. Retreats are nice, but they're also distracting.
Right.
Because you get there, and then you got all those other couples,
right.
And that can be distracting, and then those things get in your head, and it can kind of be a stumbling block. You know,
and a
for
lot
your
of those
intimacy.
Church people are not having sex.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to be in a room next to us.
No.
At a church retreat.
No.
Nah.
It's happened already.
It has. And so it's better to go completely just all by yourself.
Go rogue.
Do a church retreat with a marriage church retreat in the summer.
Right.
You know, do like a 4th of July thing. Do it when it's...
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day, I think,
is intentional.
You've got to be... You know, connected in a sense, and for me, I'm very distracted. I'm a distractible boy.
The worst thing that you need to have happen is that you're yucking it up with Linda over there,
totally.
On Valentine's Day church retreat.
That's
and then
right.
I'm like, hey, what the hell?
What the hell?
We were supposed to be here together. Yeah. You over yucking up with Linda and let me over here with Todd.
Yeah, exactly. And Todd is way handsy when he prays.
That's funny.
So yeah.
I do That's think fun. That you should do retreats like that, though, for your marriage.
I like
for your
retreats.
Relationships. I do, too.
That's what I like.
But I
like
do that agree churches. That Valentine's Day is just, it's intentional. You mm-hmm. need to make it intentional. Now, I got a great game that we're going to play on Valentine's Day.
You do?
You want me to show it to you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go get it.
What is it?
I'll get it.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm going to just read you a couple cards.
Oh, okay. And we're going to play this on Valentine's Day? Oh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this will be a treat for all of us. Okay, well, I just want everyone to know that I have planned absolutely nothing for Valentine's Day.
Anything.
I don't ever plan anything for Valentine's Day. I've made some nice meals. One time, we got that heart-shaped pizza. Remember we got that?
when the kids were here.
Yeah, when the kids
the children
were here.
Lived
yeah,
here.
I got that, and then I burned it, and it more looked like an egg-shaped pizza by the time I was done with it. Yeah, it's a good way to get rid of the kids is to go do a seminar.
Yeah. That's the truth. Now, yeah. That's why we went to ours, too.
Oh, what do we have here?
Oh, it's called...
What in the hell?
Intimate Dares.
Is this from Raimi?
Yeah.
Oh.
An adult erotic card game.
Intimate Dares.
Yeah, Intimate Dares.
So, boy, that just doesn't leave any room for interpretation. These are a deck of cards full of Intimate Dares.
Intimate Dares.
Aha, there's two decks in there.
Yeah. One has naked people on them.
That's like a regular deck of cards.
Yeah, because you can
nudies.
Yep,
Holy
and then
moly.
These are the dares.
Oh, boy. Okay, read me a dare. Let's play. I'm ready. You're just going to read the top one?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Are you ready? So, we don't have to go into how this all works together. But the first one is, do this dare at the end of the game.
Okay.
Pretend that you are the opposite sex and masturbate in the shower.
What? How am I supposed to do that?
Here, do this dare now.
Wait a minute.
Strip down to your underwear.
And do what?
Just
that's just,
down.
Just a dare.
This is
so
a dare.
I don't understand this
game.
Okay,
it's
so
game.
Somehow we get dealt these cards, or you have to draw them, or something like that, probably.
Yeah.
Because that deck is a regular deck of cards,
right.
So you probably play poker or something.
Yeah,
and
then
some
you
things.
Get these.
Oh my
cards
God.
That you get to play, right? So you get to play your dares.
Close the windows, Dina says. They're already closed.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, I love this one.
Wow.
I love this one. Okay.
It just goes right for it.
I know. I told you.
Huh.
Do this dare at the end of the game.
At the end of the game?
Yeah.
So you collect the cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and you can play them at different times. So you can play them at the end of the card game, or you can play them in the game.
I'm going to need
to read
the directions.
We have to read the directions. I know.
But I'm intrigued by the cards.
Okay. Do this dare at the end of the game. Get naked and do 10 jumping jacks. I love that one.
I don't want to wait till the end of the game for that one.
I know. I love it.
And so there's no truth or dare. This is just dares. Dare.
Yeah, these are just erotic dares.
So you don't get involved in this game unless you're ready to freaking play.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Act and talk like you're seeing an erect penis for the first time. Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Some women would be like, ah!
What's happened to it?
Shave your pubes in front of all the players.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can play up to four people.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. These are good. Moon everyone in the room.
Okay, that's a good one.
Dance like a monkey in your underwear.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Don't read them if they're too bad.
I'm not. Because
I feel like they're pretty bad.
They are.
Like some of them are really bad.
Massage any other player's butt for 30 seconds.
Massage what?
Any other player's butt for 30 seconds.
Well, Big Mike, Big Rick, number two, says it sounds like she wants up to four people. Yeah, I noticed she didn't invite me to play.
Oh,
she
just, this is for
no,
us.
No, I'm just kidding. Awesome. You and I are going to play that game.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to need to read the directions thoroughly.
I know. You
always
do.
Because I'm a directions guy.
You're a directions guy.
But, Raimi. Thanks, Raimi.
She knows me so well.
Wow.
She knows me so okay. well.
Well, we have a new game called Intimate Dares.
We got another one too that we got from.
Now I was aware of that privacy game.
Yeah,
and that's like a board game.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to be an adult.
Yeah, it's game. Just like humor, funny adult, not like.
It's remnants of
Cards Against Humanity.
It kind of plays the same, kind of the same as theirs. There's a lot of offshoots, I think, on that.
Right,
like apples to apples.
Right.
Yeah, we played that one.
Uh huh. Oh, we have that other one out in the garage that we've never played. Was it something martinis?
Yeah, and then what was the one I got from the comedian? That was a family game. So it was a family version of Cards Against Humanity. Yeah, and that was from the comedian, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy, the wholesome guy.
Yeah. Anyways, know what Valentine's Day means to your partner and meet them there.
Wow.
That's just a little example of what it means to me. It's just another time to get frisky.
Frisky. Okay. Well, I think that covers it.
Okay.
We nailed it. Unless you want to talk about UFOs.
Nailed it.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes.
I believe in UFOs.
I do. I believe in a lot of things.
Yeah, me too. Well, they say 60% of Americans believe there is life in space.
How about those of us who believe that we know people who could possibly be aliens?
That have come from space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we know some people, we know a couple people who I think are gray.
Gray aliens, mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're just weird looking.
Mm-hmm. And a couple who I think are the reptile.
You mean lizard people?
Yeah, I think so.
The lizard aliens?
But also I think we know a couple leprechauns.
We definitely know a leprechaun or two.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Well, I'm just curious. I just thought that was, I actually read, this was an actual news article. This wasn't just some sort of spoof thing. That the mainstream conversation towards outer space and living creatures outside this planet have come.
My head's gray. Does that count?
are coming around, people, yeah. 60%.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's all. I just wanted to know.
I love it. What is he saying?
Who? Well, Big Rick, one, says, who would you play the game with? And then the Rick number two says he has a gray head.
Uh-huh.
It's scalp.
I was going to say.
Scalp is gray.
Which head?
Well, his scalp is gray. Apparently, he doesn't get a lot of sun.
And I would play that game with some people we know.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're super fun.
Oh, yeah. I play with a game with anyone.
I know. No qualms.
Yeah, it don't matter. It's just a game.
It's just a game.
It's just fine.
It's like Dirty Jenga.
Dirty Jenga.
That's
fun
so
game.
Fun.
Yes.
If you don't know what Dirty Jenga is, you get a Jenga game, and then you write dirty things on the little squares. And when you pull them out,
you might pull out a piece from a Jenga set at our house and you look at it and it says motorboat the girl to the left.
Right.
And then you're there you go.
Just real quick.
Just real quick.
Yeah, that's a
little
fun
outboard
one.
Motor.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah, that game in with a handful of Jello shots. It's regular old good time.
Good time. We might be freaks. We might be total freaks that believe in outer space, people.
I do.
Yeah. What would happen if the government came out today? Trump. Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news. Donald Trump has an announcement. Hey, everybody. We don't worry about China anymore because there's aliens. We got aliens. We're going to build a net over the country so that those aliens can't get in here.
Yeah.
I mean, what would we do? We would freak.
I don't know. You know what we would do is we would do just like, what was that show? Oh, my God. Third Kind. Where he built the big thing out of dirt in his house, like The Rock. We would go there. We would go to the aliens.
Hmm. We would.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. The human race, we'd follow right along. Yeah. It didn't matter if they had a book that said how to prepare humans.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
There we go. Well, I don't know what's happening, but we're just going to ignore it.
Yep. Just keep going.
Swinging in the Rockies. They're in the room.
Hello.
They'll play those games.
Yeah. They would play those games.
You would play the game Intimate Dares with us, wouldn't you, Swinging in the Rockies?
Yep.
Yes, she would, he would, whoever it is they are.
They're not scared.
I was listening to a podcast today, you know, a good old-fashioned Coast to Coast. I love that. Experts from Coast to Coast with Art Bell. And he had a guy on there talking about aliens and how the Bible was just full of alien talk.
You know what other people have said?
That's coming out a lot now. They say the Bible's predicted aliens and this clearly talks about aliens and stuff like that. But that's whatever. Art Bell's amazing, right? He was. He's not alive anymore. And this guy was talking about the reason that we don't know about aliens is because the human mind wouldn't really be able to conceive it.
That's what they say.
Because to us, an alien is an omnipotent thing. And as is God. And so for us to see an alien, it would be hard for our brains to be able to absorb it. And you would be freaked out. You would just die. You would die.
Yeah.
You'd be like, like that.
But what if you didn't view things like that? Like, not everybody holds everything in such a place. I mean, what if you were like, oh, hey, man, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Are you Jesus?
No. You know Jesus.
I know, but I'm just saying, our brains would be confused. Our brains wouldn't be able to understand.
Maybe.
That's why UFO people, that's why people who see UFOs and stuff, they aren't normal.
Afterwards?
You're not normal afterwards because it breaks up all your preconceived ideas on what your whole existence is.
Right, but if you're some little kook that believes other things anyways, you're going to be just fine.
Well, that's true, but even kooks sometimes are still grounded and rooted in some little bit of sense of reality.
Maybe.
Maybe so, maybe no.
Maybe no.
Maybe no. Swinging in the Rockies says, oh, hell yeah. Let's see, you know, because it's very intimate, and they seem like they're intimate folk. Of course, right. Swinging in the Rockies. There is also another podcast that I was reading, that I was listening to, called something about pineapples. You know, because pineapples are supposed to be something to do with swingers.
Oh, right.
Like the White Rock, the pineapple.
Right.
The I don't know, the sloth. I don't know what it is.
Right.
And and they were like giving tips for newbies. If you want to get into the lifestyle, we have all the things you need to know. Like they were the expert swingers.
Oh, how funny.
Like they wrote a book.
That's funny.
They don't know.
They don't know.
Swinging is all individual.
Yeah.
To every situation and couple in person.
Absolutely.
Can't write a book.
Well, you could write your own experiences, but maybe don't claim to be an expert.
True. Well, right? Anyways, I think that you would be less shocked if you saw a swinger than if you saw an alien.
I agree. And what would you do if you saw swingers, walked in a room and saw some action happen? You'd just stand there and look. What do they call that? Dogging?
Yeah, dogging. That was also,
You just watch.
Dogging has become a popular term, which I thought was interesting. I didn't think it was even something that people knew, talked about, especially because it's British slang.
Right.
You know what I mean? But in case you don't know, there was in a news article today for some freaking reason that dogging, have you ever heard of it? Well, it refers to public sex. It's often in situations that are specifically oriented around inviting someone who is a stranger into the participation act of the sex act.
Right.
It's believed to start in Britain as a British slang originating from men who watch couples having public sex, dogging them, like being watchful or following them. In America, we call that stalking.
Right. Yeah. Instead of dogging. I want to tell the story when we went to Kitties.
When we went to Kitties. You want to tell the Kitties story.
Can I tell it?
Sure, you can tell the Kitties story as long as you would like to tell it.
Okay, well, because it reminds me of the dogging, right? Mm-hmm. So Sean and I are very adventurous, and we go to all kinds of crazy places all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, years and years and years and years and years and years ago, there was a theater in town that you could go in and watch, like, live pornos.
Exactly, like an actual movie.
Movie theater.
Big screen and everything.
Not like a booth, not like if you go to a little arcade or something like that. This was a theater. When you walked into the room, there was 75 seats.
At least.
In the room.
Tiered seating.
Yeah. And it was in the balcony of this theater because it was a theater. So then instead of where the screen is, you could look down to the stage where the stage was, but then they put the screen. So anyways, so it's a big theater. So we go in because we'd never been in, super young. This was early in our relationship. Very early. And
since closed down.
Yeah. We go upstairs and we walk into this room and we're just like, holy balls, what have we just walked into? And there are people scattered all over the seating, just scattered. Men, women, couples, you know, doing whatever they're doing in there.
There was 10 or 15 people or so in there.
Yeah. It was probably a little more than
that. Okay. It was dark.
We are laughing and joking and being cute. And we're like, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this. And then we're sitting there. And then I'm like, do you hear that? And so I turn around and look, and there's a dude sitting behind us, totally wanking off.
Just pleasuring himself. Right
behind us.
Right in the open.
Right in the open, right behind us.
So at the theater.
We laugh.
Now, granted, there was giant wiener on the theater screen.
Right.
But
so we laugh and we get up and we move seats.
Right.
Right? Because it's like, okay, maybe we sat in front of him unknowingly.
Unknowing.
Didn't really know, right?
Yeah. And I, you know what, you all, maybe you didn't hear about this, but I've always heard and grew up knowing that in those places there was, that's what's going on.
Right.
You go in there, watch a porn, and you whack off.
Right. So
That's what happened to Pee Wee Herman.
Right. So we move. And we go to the other side of the theater and we sit down again.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a few minutes later.
Yep.
Again.
Christy nailed it. He's right behind us. Just. Yes. Yes.
And so that's... now we're like, what do we do now?
Yep. It was gross. And that's when we left.
Yeah. And so then we were like, okay, we got to get out of here. Well, because this theater is old and is what it is, there is an exit from the upstairs theater that does not go through the main store.
No.
The main store, which is an adult bookstore downstairs. It goes out the side door.
Yes, it does.
So we are heading down the stairs, heading out. And we get down almost to the bottom.
And that was gross on its own.
Yeah, the stairwell was so gross. And then we hear him following us.
Yeah.
And he follows us.
Doing the hand jive, Dina. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right behind us.
We get out and our car is just like right out the door.
The dude followed us to our car. Yeah. I had to tell him to get away.
Yeah. And he was like, well, I just wanted to see.
Luckily, I had a spray bottle in the car, and I was all psh, 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 right. Sprayed him in his face.
Like
get away from here!
Like a cat.
Shoot him!
You had to
shoot his ass off.
The pervert! Oh my God, it's one of my most favorite stories ever.
And we never went there again.
No, but that was so fun.
They've since closed that place down and turned it into a distillery.
Yeah,
yeah.
God, we laughed so hard.
They're making whiskey in there.
We had so much fun.
Instead of winking.
I won't tell the rest of the story.
No,
what happened after that.
I don't remember. I think we went home in shame.
No, we didn't. Never go home in shame.
So dogging, I don't think is for us.
I feel like that was dogging. He was trying. Oh. He was dogging us. He was dogging us, and we weren't doing anything.
Creeper.
We were just looking around at everyone in the room.
We're just a couple of young kids trying to explore a little sex place.
That's right.
A little sex theater. That's all.
You sound like that guy from the fucking baseball. What's his name? The white-haired old man. Will Ferrell always does his impersonation.
Harry Carey.
Yes.
Harry Carey.
That's what you
did. Great baseball game. Oh, he got the ball so hard. He's getting it so hard.
Yes, that was a Harry Carey.
I guess it wasn't that scary. It was weird.
It was not scary. You know, I didn't ever feel like he was going to attack us.
No.
Because, well, he only had one free hand.
Yeah. So, that's funny.
You know, and we were young.
Yeah.
I was young. I mean, I'm older than you, but so.
We were young.
Probably 25.
Yeah.
And I was 30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was so great,
and
man.
And you'd never, obviously, you'd never been into a place
God,
like that.
We've,
and
we've
and
had so
we were
much
walking,
fun.
You know, we were at a bar on Broadway, and we're walking, and then it's like, hey.
Let's go in there.
You ever been in there? No. You go into the, you know, as couples do, you go into the
which
store.
Which you should go into all the porn sex stores
with your wife,
absolutely,
your husband, your couple, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, however it is. And that way it opens up conversation of,
yep,
oh my God, I would never play with that. Or, oh, that,
yep,
looks fun, or blah, blah, blah. And then we found our way. Well, you could go upstairs and watch a movie. There's a movie theater up there.
Absolutely.
Well, hell, let's go try it out. And then you get up there and
it was so cheap.
I don't even remember what it costs, but I mean, it's not like Elvis Cinema. It was a little more than that. It was more than $1.50.
I want to say it was like $10.
That was probably $10.
Yeah. It was so cheap. Like for both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheap. Yes, it was very cheap. It was very cheap. This is exactly why this is called the Everything Swallow Podcast, because it's everything about us.
Everything.
That's just one crazy story where we found ourselves in a room full of wanking people. Okay? So, listen.
We have a plethora of them.
Yeah.
The bucket is full on that one.
We are not.
It's been my whole life.
Yeah. Well, you especially, I mean, as a female, especially a hot little female, you've been exposed. People just call you over to show them you're drunk. They're drunk to you.
I think the first time it happened to me, I was 17, 16, because we worked at Cinderella City and we were walking home.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy called me over to his car to get directions. And me, being so trusting, Shayna, I go over to help the dude out.
Yeah, he just needed directions.
Mm-hmm. And then my girlfriend came up and was like, oh my God, you pig. And that's when I looked down and I was like, I said to him, you've just been jacking off the whole time you've been talking to me.
How did you not notice?
Because I'm giving directions.
You're just happy-go-lucky,
yeah,
Shayna.
I'm
looking
down the street.
Oh,
I'm pointing.
Did you see that? The landmark right there? I'm from here. I know. That's how you are?
Yes.
And he's just sitting there in the car.
Yes.
Waka, 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 waka,
yeah,
waka.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Again, I was not traumatized by that.
Not traumatized at all?
Nah.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Huh.
Happened to me again.
And what did you do?
The second time
I was... No, that was... Which one was that? Is that the door with the door open?
Yeah, no, that's the second one.
Okay,
one
so what did
open.
You... That guy, you were you looking through the passenger side?
Yeah.
Or the driver's side?
The first one?
Yeah.
I was standing at the driver's window.
Okay, you're standing at the window.
Yeah.
And then your friend comes over and says, oh my God, he's a pig.
Yeah.
And that's when you notice...
That his dick is in his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he's having a...
A good time. An attack. Yes. He was having an attack.
Yes. You're such a good Samaritan. Yeah. And so then you just walked away?
Yeah.
You just were like, oh, you're a pig. And
well,
you
he up. Took off.
Oh.
Once Shazzy once, was like,
yeah,
oh my God, oh my God.
Okay.
Then he
then
took
he
off.
Then he split.
And I was just like, what the heck? I can't even believe that.
I could just see, oh my.
Oh my God.
And what about the second time?
Well, the second time, I was probably 19, maybe 20.
Okay.
And I did a job for like 3 days. Like, you know how you go door to door and sell perfume?
Oh,
or
do
you
I?
Sold those, yeah, like, those meal cards,
yep,
or you sold the pictures. Well, I did that for like 3 days.
Okay.
And then I was like, this is not for me. And so a guy that I had worked with those 3 days, I ran into,
oh, okay,
in a 7-Eleven parking lot. So I come out, and I'm on my lunch break from my job, right? So I come out of the 7-Eleven, and he, like, rolls down the passenger window in the car.
Okay.
And he's, like, waving me over. So I go over, and then I realize that I kind of know him because I worked with him for 3 days. So I go there to the car, and he like, open the door, open the door. So I open the passenger door, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, it's really great. You want to get in the car?
You want to just get in my car?
And now I look at him, and his pants are down around his ankles.
Holy moly.
And his dick is laying over his leg.
Wow. And he's just like, want to get in the car?
And he's like, come on, get in the car. And I was like, what? You got your pants down around your ankles? And he's like, come on, get in the car. And now he's getting nervous because right. the door is open. The passenger door is open. And so now I'm like, you're a freaking perv, you dirty pig. And so now I'm being very loud and very boisterous. And,
you have the door open.
Yeah. If you know me, I'm loud.
Very loud.
And so now I'm like, this guy's got his dick hanging out in his car. He wanted me to look at it. Anyone else want to look at it?
Oh,
and
my God.
And he is like, shut the door, shut the door. And I'm walking away because I'm going to my car.
Yeah.
And I'm
and
still.
And you left the door open.
Yep. And awesome. I'm still continuing the whole time. Awesome. That guy, that car's a perv. Go look at his dick. It's over his leg. Now he's leaning over to close the door.
Yes, he
and
is.
Get out of there as fast as you can. Never talk to that guy again.
Wow. Interesting. Christy, you said over his leg?
Yeah.
Got his number?
Great.
Wow.
Again, was not traumatized.
Yeah, not traumatized. No. You just turned it into a teaching moment for him.
For him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Don't have him go to the passenger door.
Men are sick. Men are icky.
You know what? I got to say, if I had a dick, I would probably do some of the similar things. I'm just saying, I would touch it all the time. I play it all the time.
Yeah, but that's, one thing, but like breaking laws with it.
Well,
breaking and entering, know. Stuff like that. You can't do that.
That might be why it didn't traumatize me.
Maybe why. You're like, bring them all.
I will look at all of the penises.
Yes, show me what you got.
I don't know. But, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know. Doesn't shock me.
No, it doesn't. That's why when we met, we went in on crazy adventures to places where people weren't wearing clothing.
Right.
You know, why not?
Why not?
Let's go check it out. And we still do. That's why we go to nude hot springs.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We should go there. Yeah.
Let's go. We need to go to another hot
springs. We need to go
springs.
There now.
Right now.
Absolutely.
We need a vehicle to tow our camper.
Yeah.
So if you have a vehicle that you would like to donate to the Everything Swallow podcast that will tow a 1,000-pound camper.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know. Chevy Impala.
That's funny.
But we need to go. We can go to the hot springs. Let's go. I love the hot springs so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's so great. Especially now that it's cold and it just changes the whole environment because you get in that 110 degree water.
Yeah.
And then when you get out, you're just steamy.
Yeah.
You're on fire.
I love it. Yeah. My favorite are the old men.
Yeah, it's of course it is. Of course it
I'm
is.
Not I'm not gonna hide my
don't
my
hide
appreciation
don't hide your appreciation
of
honey.
The male body.
I know you love it.
I do.
It's so nice.
Look, your guys' little butt cheeks when you get old are so cute.
They're pretty nice. You know, when men get older, our ass cheeks, they really stay in shape and firm. Yeah. Shayna is the one doing the dogging. She's lurking around the parking lot, looking in car windows.
I look in every car.
I do too.
Driving down the road, I look in every car.
Me too.
If there's something to be seen, I'm going to see it.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same way. When I'm driving to work at 3:30 in the morning and you're in your house with your lights on and I'm looking in your house.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. I see people in their houses.
I can't help it.
When I worked for the parks, same thing.
Such a voyeur.
I am. Well, yeah, while driving, you just look around, you know, looking like, oh, look, and then you look over there.
I always wonder what truck drivers see.
They see everything because I had that big truck when I worked for the parks.
Yeah.
And you look right down and you can see everything in the
car. In the
in
car.
In their lap, you can see everything.
Yeah.
So you know that truck drivers see a lot of stuff. Some they don't want to see, I bet.
I bet so. I bet they don't want
to. But at the same time, as a person who we are funny.
An old lady's ass, it just gets bigger.
You don't, people don't look around in their cars.
No.
People aren't looking at everyone else in their car. I remember that one time you and I were in stop and go traffic, and the dude next to us was looking at naked pictures of chicks, like Tinder.
Yeah, he was like going through his messages of all his naked.
His Craigslist replies or something.
Yeah, that's
crap.
What it looked like.
And just right there at his.
Oh, it was great. We were on Santa Fe. I was just reading them. It was like really big. I could read them.
Yep,
I could
you could
see,
see it right there and stop and go traffic.
He looked at me and I smiled.
Smile real big.
Pick that one. Yeah. That's a good one.
I like the brunette. There's so much crap going on in cars.
I know.
And nobody looks around.
Nobody looks around.
Nobody.
Sometimes I look around at cars and think, oh, that's a kidnapper van. Or I think, oh, there's someone tied up in the back of that.
I like it when you look into a car and you can go, oh, she is bitching him out right now.
They're fighting.
Man, she is giving him the business. A lot of people smoking weed. Now, yes, we're here in Colorado, which is the Amsterdam of the West.
Yes.
It's so fun, and that's what we're known for. It's cute. And so you see people smoking weed in their car constantly. I mean.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like the way it used to. Now they got vapes. Now they got.
Well, you vape pens and all that, but still smoking pipes is popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wouldn't be so many pipe shops. Duh.
Driving around, pulling tubes.
So let's see. I think Big Rich is in Arizona. I don't know. Are they legal there?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, I'm asking you. And him at the same time.
I don't know.
But I was looking at you because I can't look at him.
Well.
He said no.
I was going to say.
Yeah. It's crazy. When weed went legal here in, 2014? Geez, it's been 6 years already? Almost 6 years?
Wow. I have no idea.
Rocky Mountain, Amsterdam. That's right. Just med is that basically if med's legal, it's legal. That's just semantics. That point.
Yeah.
It really has changed the city.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years, a lot.
Oh my God. Our homeless went through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, that really
a million
did.
People moved a lot here of homeless. Just because.
And so many people have moved here from states that don't get snow that now we don't even deal with snow the same way as we did.
Yeah, because they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, and the city has to plow more. Like people are crying that they can't get
so
out of their neighborhoods.
People crying here because they don't want to go and shovel their own car out.
They don't want to shovel. They don't want to have. We have the 24-hour snow route law that you have must. You must shovel within 24 hours of the snow. And people are just crying about it. They're making the city of Denver now has to plow the neighborhood streets when they never plowed neighborhoods ever.
Right.
You want to talk to this guy?
Sure.
See what he's all about. This is Big Rick, too. Hello?
Actually, just called in because I want to get your opinion on that. Where do you stand? You were just voicing some negative side effects that may have came about in the Denver area there. What do you where do you guys stand on that?
Oh, I'm a pothead. So, well, you know what I mean? So
well, I am, too.
As a pothead, I think
that doesn't necessarily mean, you know.
Yeah,
I think
no,
legalization has hurt our city.
Yeah, absolutely.
And our state.
Absolutely.
It's brought it down a level.
Yeah.
As far as just decency.
Yeah. And so many.
I'll give you, sorry, go ahead.
No, go. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Rick, go ahead.
No, go. Go.
It's just brought too many people.
I'll give you my. Yeah, I hear you. Well, I mean, I can give you my New York perspective on it, which we don't have legalization here, but, you know, it has been like vastly decriminalized. And I can kind of speak from experience because I've been arrested for it for a few times. So it's not like I'm in favor of being treated like a criminal for it. But at the same time, you know, like I said, because I have experience with it. But at the same time, you know what? Like, I definitely have my qualms about it. And I think probably the system that we had in place or have in place, whatever you want to call it, is probably the best. Even though there are some casualties, I think. You legalize it. I mean, as it is right now over here, even with just like the decriminalization, it's just rampant.
Yeah.
It's just rampant.
Yes.
I mean, you used to walk around and occasionally smell it in the city, or you'll be driving on the highway and occasionally smell it from a car in front of you. Now it's just crazy. It really has just become an epidemic. And I think that's, you know, whatever, if those people were smoking already anyway and everything, that's great. They shouldn't necessarily be, like I said, criminalized. But at the same time, you're definitely going to have you're going to have a lot of people that weren't going to be going down that path, mm-hmm. that negative pothead path, you know, in the first mm-hmm. place, you know, that you know, that wouldn't have otherwise, you know.
I agree.
It is it's definitely a shame, because you're, especially, man, there's a vape shop on every fucking corner.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting out of, it's ridiculous.
It is out of control.
And you see these kids, they're completely fried.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep, they're fried.
And they don't want to do anything. I mean, at least when we were smoking weed, when you were still motivated. You still had to do things.
Right.
You kind of had to sneak around to do it. You couldn't just lay out in the park and just blaze them up.
Yeah. That's kind of exactly, because actually I have been arrested in a park. So, yeah.
Exactly. That sucks.
It was lousy. But that's one of many times. So that's kind of my point, actually, because the social taboo aspect of it was pretty much the only thing keeping people from just being high 24/7. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And now that's kind of been eroded, and it's going to be an issue. I think people are going to see it. You know, everything is a pendulum. You know, like just like prohibition was back in the 20s and everything. You know, so. I'm sure we're going to see a backswing on this one. But,
yeah.
You know.
All the respect has been lost for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, before when it wasn't legal, there was a respect that everyone had. You didn't just openly talk about it. You just openly lay it out there and just all the time.
Right.
And that's just gone now.
You kind of still kept it underground.
Yeah.
And you still kept it
absolutely,
sacred.
Yeah.
It was sacred.
Yeah.
And now it's not.
No.
Because in Denver... I do a lot of road cycling, and so I ride a lot of the bike paths. And when I ride my bike through an industrial area of warehouses, it smells like I'm in a freaking field of green, man, because there's so many grow houses here in Denver that the air is just full of all of that exhaust, and you can just smell it for miles. We literally have Broadway, our main thoroughfare through the city, that is considered what everyone calls the Green Mile. Because every store is a dispensary. It's like 6th Street in Austin. You know what I mean? You've got 70, 80 dispensaries that you can choose from within this 1 mile stretch of road.
Yeah.
It's insane.
How is Denver doing? It's been a while. I was actually born in Thornton. I'm in New York for the last 20-something years, but...
It's out of control.
But
the growth is just gone. It's been exponential. And you can't afford to live here anymore unless there's four of you living in a place.
Yep.
Rent's out of control.
Well, yep.
Traffic is...
It's probably still pretty reasonable compared to New York, but...
I guess that one doesn't really count for you, but...
Do you ride just... I'm darting all over the place here. Did you ride? When's the last time you were over there on the Cherry Creek path there?
Last time I was on the Cherry Creek would have been last fall.
Yeah.
Would have been in the fall.
And
that's a great trail, but so many homeless. I mean, I'm sure the homeless in New York is probably really bad as well. But now we have camps.
Well, and along the Cherry Creek,
LA.
They were selling, what was it, heroin or crack or whatever?
Yep,
so there were needles everywhere all along the Cherry Creek path.
Yeah, so they've cleaned it up over the last couple of years. But it went really downhill for a little while.
Yeah,
still,
everything
I
did.
When I was there, it was really nice. I have fond memories of riding the path and catching crayfish in a creek.
Yeah. Now you ride the paths, and it is crazy because there's so many homeless people.
And
rats.
Which I'm sure you're aware of. We are overrun with rats.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Yep, Denver has become
That's only happened in the last couple years.
Years, but we are infested with rats. We live out in the suburbs. Now, granted, we are about 100 yards away from a grocery store and a restaurant and stuff. Rats in our neighborhood. You see rats run over in the street.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you know what? Whose fault it is? It's the weed. The weed. All these stoned rats all everywhere.
Well, the weed brought the people.
The weed brought the people.
The rats followed the greenhouses.
Yeah, that's
right. Exactly right. You know what I mean? And when, you know, I can panhandle
well, I would
for
say,
blame them.
I would say that it followed the weed because the weed is what brought the people, all the kids, to come be homeless
Lots
here.
Lots of kids.
And then they thought, oh, the weather's not bad, so we'll stay. And the homeless is just taken off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. And so in everywhere that the homeless live, the rats are living.
Mm-hmm.
And because the weed brought so many people to Denver, and our population's going to hit 5.8 million this year.
Yes.
The rats
that's
are
just
everywhere.
Denver.
The more people just bring rats. There's just more trash.
more waste.
We'll have San Francisco over there soon.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so. It is. It's not my city.
Not anymore.
I'm born and raised in Littleton, and it's
natives.
Just not. It's not the same city anymore. The drivers.
I lived in Littleton for a while myself.
Yeah, it's.
I love it.
It's the best.
Love it.
The best.
Littleton, Arvada, Inglewood. Yep. What else?
That's all of our grounds. Yep, that's where we're doing most of our stomping.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But it's nice, pretty, nice. I would say, we'll see what happens.
Now,
it's been interesting so far.
I want to follow all this up by saying I wouldn't live anywhere else.
Nah.
I mean, I got complaining and I got some bitches about it, but I don't know that I could live anywhere else. I'm stuck.
And I can grow my own weed outside.
And you can grow your own weed right there in the backyard.
Yeah, and that's nice.
That's been the best part for me for the legalization is the cultivation laws.
Yeah.
Is it's like, you know, then I don't have to worry about other dispensaries and chemicals and pesticides and stuff like that. I can create my own fruits, my own vegetables, and consume them.
That's definitely one of the big pros behind the legalization is you can definitely, you have a better control over your supply there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I feel like, too, once all the weed became legal and everyone, it was like we had all these varieties in the beginning, and now it's just like, mm-hmm. You just have these same strains over and over and over again.
Yep.
And it's like,
there's less incentive. There's also less incentive for people to take the cheap route out and
absolutely.
Like, try to spray their weed and stuff, and you know,
totally.
But like here, out here in Pueblo, they're growing hundreds and hundreds of acres of weed out
thousands
there.
Thousands of acres.
That is supplying a lot of the supply here in Colorado, and so then you're just getting the same shit over mm-hmm. and over and over and over. Yep. And you can tell, you can tell when they have a ton of pesticides on there.
Oh yeah,
you can tell.
Oh, yeah, tastes like a dryer sheet.
Yeah, that's a weird.
That's
one.
That's the worst.
Yeah. That's a weird
that is
one.
The worst. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. You know, has it been
all
good?
Right, I'll let you guys go, and I just wanted to bring that point up.
I appreciate you calling in, Big Rick.
I'll be in the chat still.
All right,
awesome.
Rick,
thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. And, you know, we're supposed to really do this boost in our economy. And I know it's done a lot for roads, but I still, the school supposed to get a lot of money?
Has it done a lot for roads?
Well, they're doing a lot
of
road construction.
Give me a break.
There's construction everywhere. And I think that's weed money.
I don't know.
We have green roads now.
I don't know. We should.
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of weed being sold here.
A lot of weed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of weed.
Most dispensaries you go into, there's a lot of people in there.
Well, always. Always.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing to own, man. A liquor store and a dispensary.
Yeah.
And I think that what he said was right. Big Rick was saying that there's people smoking weed now that wouldn't have otherwise started smoking weed
right.
had it not been for legalization.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? There's people that are like, well, I would never. There's grandmas now smoking weed and eating edibles that once said that's the devil and I would never touch that. That's Satan's weed and all that. And now, you know,
It's not so bad
because it's, you know, but what about the decriminalization of mushrooms?
Oh, I know.
I was going to mention that to him. It's like we're really going for it here in Denver.
Yeah.
Because now you can't legally buy mushrooms, magic mushrooms, but if you've got them, it's okay.
Yeah.
You're no longer in trouble for
that. I want some
that.
Magic mushrooms.
Well, I would love some magic mushrooms.
Mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
I love magic mushrooms.
Yeah. Anyways, that's me, stoner since legalization. See, classy. She was just a goody little two-shoes.
Yep.
Yep. Dina Joe probably too.
Yep.
Just good girls.
Now
would never
they're
even
spicy.
Touch that devil's weed. Now look at them. Potheads.
I love it.
Use it for pain. Pot snob.
Oh.
See? Yeah, and pain management, that's another thing.
It does help.
It really has. So the benefits are great. There's a lot of great benefits. But societally, I don't know if it's the best thing.
Right.
There you go. We just touched on something important.
What?
We did some important shit.
It's not just sex talk.
Yeah. It helps me too, Dina. It helps me too.
It helps
for
me
migraines.
Too.
See, initially, these two, they started it for migraines, for pain, stuff like that.
It does help. I do enjoy all the CBD products, too.
What my dad is so pissed off about is that he lives just right across the border, right over there, Kansas, Missouri, and he can't get no weed.
Nope.
No, you're still going to jail.
Yep.
You're still going
Did
to jail.
Did you hear the thing that they're doing, the Kansas State Patrol?
No, what?
There was the Kansas Two-Step.
What is this?
So they'll pull you over because you have a Colorado plate.
Yeah.
And then they will, for something minor.
Right.
This or this or this. And then, oh, no, I don't got it. Well, can I search your car? No. So then they'll detain you. And, like, they go to walk away. And then they're like, well, I think I smelled something. I should check your car. And you say no. And then they detain you until a canine unit comes.
And they still have dogs that smell for weed in Kansas.
Yep, in Kansas.
That's stupid.
I just saw it. I'm not even kidding.
That is ridiculous.
Yep, and it's being reported more and more and more. So now whoever is in the boss of the police is like, hey, what are you guys doing over there?
Yeah, well,
because it's unconstitutional. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's called illegal search and seizure.
Absolutely.
And that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But they're
making money.
Tons of money.
Because
it's
then
all
when
revenue.
They catch people.
Yeah, it's all
now
revenue
that person
based.
Has a felony in the state of Kansas. Mm-hmm. And
you can get a felony for a quarter ounce of weed, a small bag of weed in this country still. But yet I can go buy an ounce from every dispensary.
Kansas two-step,
I can get an ounce from every dispensary in this city today.
Well, you're not supposed to.
It doesn't matter what I'm not supposed to do. I'm telling you what
I can do.
I can go buy a quarter pound of weed in the course of a day. But yet in Kansas, if I got a joint, I'm going to jail.
Yep.
That's so ridiculous. This country is
Kansas
crazy.
Kansas two-step.
We're all over the place. We don't know what the hell.
Pulled over and then that's it.
We don't know if we're coming or going in this country.
Yeah.
I swear. Well, good for us. America, do whatever you want. Listen, don't go to Kansas with weed, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, you missed it, Rick, but I did mention that you were completely correct. There's kids that would not have smoked weed or people smoked it if it had not been legal.
Listen, you can get a med card if you're under 18.
At 16?
Yeah. Well, your parents
take
you, and then from 16 on, you can buy weed.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
That's what that was going on in the high schools is the parents would let, you know, there's that one or two parents out there that would let their kid get their med card.
Yeah.
And then that kid was buying vapes and cartridges.
For everybody else.
And selling them at school, making bank.
It's brilliant.
It's not brilliant.
It is brilliant,
well,
but it's horrible.
Any way to buck
but
the system.
But that's how it goes anyways, because,
cash.
I mean, how did we get our weed before?
Well, I went to a guy named Dale.
Right.
and I called him Nine Finger Dale.
Exactly. Because he only had nine fingers.
Because he was missing a finger. That's
right.
Exactly. You
oh,
are
wow.
so astute.
I know things.
Yeah. Well.
Crazy town.
It makes you not want to go on a road trip.
Will you plug that in?
But if you are going to go on a road trip and you're from Colorado, you rent a car.
Yeah, get a rental.
You get a rental with different plates on it because you don't want to get any hassled. Whether you got weed on you or not, like when we go to Missouri, we know they're going to do some sort of pull some crap on us. And so we don't take weed when we go to Missouri.
But we have to drive through Kansas.
Because you got
to
drive through Kansas and into Missouri as well because Missouri is just as strict. So you don't want to go anywhere in a car with a Colorado plate.
Right.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It's not cool. It's unnecessary.
Okay, well, here, I'll just read this. Yeah, it's also a good point about the legal thing. Listen, trust Rick. He says it was a slap in the face to be arrested and put in a cell for doing something that people do way more rampantly, totally legally nowadays, and it's even growing.
Yeah.
And yet they're throwing people in jail still. And in Colorado, we're letting people out with marijuana offenses.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And if you don't stand for complete legalization, but and he doesn't even stand for the complete legalization of weed.
Right.
You know what I mean? But there should be some sort of more of a balanced check and balance. You know what I mean? You shouldn't go to prison for it in Kansas and then be able to come here and freaking buy
across
all,
the states.
And walk.
It should be
go to Burlington, Colorado, and be able
and
to.
And there's
buy,
a dispensary.
Exactly.
When you're coming from what
New Mexico
there's a dispensary like what?
Sterling.
20 miles inside of the border.
It's all right there. It's you know what I mean? So that's dumb.
Yeah.
That's like you got a dry state and there's a liquor store on the other side of the state line. Of course, everyone's going to go to that liquor store.
Right.
It's just not right. It's manipulation
of the laws.
Isn't
there a town like that in Europe somewhere where there's like a yellow line running down the road and that is the state line? And so like on
one side's
a dry county and the other side is not?
I remember seeing that on, maybe it was Sunday. I think it was Canada.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere. But I do remember seeing that there was a state, or it could be in the U.S. There's a city somewhere, a town.
And it's a yellow line,
that
literally.
It has that yellow line down the middle. There's still dry counties in this country.
That's so weird.
That is just, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
We're Americans.
Right.
You know what? either legalize it across the board or don't legalize it across the
board.
Well,
this comes down to you're a grown up and you get to make a choice.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't do it. I mean, that's it. If you don't like alcohol, don't drink it.
Exactly.
If you don't like pot, don't smoke it.
Right. But then then the potheads have to be to a place where it's like, oh, well, I'm a pothead, so I can do whatever I want. And I right. can blow my pot smoke everywhere.
Again, it comes back down to respect and common decency. Exactly. I mean.
Because just like he said, you can go downtown and people on every patio of every bar are smoking weed of mm-hmm. some sort. A vape pen, oh, a sneak attack, a freaking dugout, joints, yeah. something to blunts. Blunts.
I do love me a good blunt.
Well, I love blunts. And I am guilty of smoking blunts in public because I think, oh, it just smells like a cigar. No one can tell. But you can tell. That's yeah. what it is. Everyone knows the white guy from suburbia is not smoking a little cigar.
Yeah.
I'm smoking a blunt.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Interesting.
It's changed.
Could go on and on.
Man, what next? And then don't get me on the gummies. Don't even talk about friggin' they have inhalers for pot? Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's incredible. They have everything.
We gotta get Dennis back on here.
We need to get Dennis. Dennis is a master extractor. He works in the industry and has for a long time, and he knows everything about weed and extraction.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even touch on friggin' butter and shatter and all that crap. Because I think that's these kids, you go buy 10 bucks worth of shatter, a gram of shatter, and you're so blazed out of your head from that stuff that you don't do anything the rest of the day.
No, I don't. They hurt my chest.
Oh, yeah. It's so harsh. It's so much. Hot.
But it explains why half of the youth are unmotivated and don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or just play. They just want to continue to play. They want their life to be supported so that they can play video games or they can snowboard or skateboard or whatever it is. Nothing.
Socialism.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's what it is. Socialism. The rich pay for the poor.
You're funny. No, they don't.
No, that's what they want.
I know, but that doesn't work.
Yeah. Cause we,
it doesn't work. Pretty soon you're eating out of a trash truck.
We had some kid that was a friend of our son's that was all, yeah, I end up making, he's making 17 bucks an hour making coffee.
I know.
You know what I mean? He's bitching about his job.
I need a raise.
I think they owe me more money. Yep. I deserve more. And it's like, you're a goddamn coffee maker.
Listen, man, you're not even responsible enough to fix your window in your car.
A smart person could totally replace you with a machine.
Yeah.
And almost has.
Almost has.
You know what I mean?
So be careful.
You're making $17 about an hour.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Because
exactly.
sometimes when you get it, you don't want it.
This is heavy.
Woo.
Well, let's talk about something dirty now. What do we got?
I don't know. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Oh, let's just play that. Let's do that. Let's clear our head from all this weed talk. Let's get stoned and clear our heads.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Woo!
Ooh, that's my Saturday sex
that's right.
talk song.
That may be.
I love it.
That's right, baby. That was from Saturday Sex Talk. If you missed it, please go back and get caught up on some of these episodes because we're on fire.
Fire!
As the kids say, we are fire.
We are.
We're
we
fire.
We are fire, baby.
We are fire. Go back and listen to Shayna's Sex Talk, Saturday Sex Talk. It's a long one, but I broke it down into chunks for you.
It's good.
Yeah, broke it down into each lady.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the pregnant lady that's horny.
Horny.
We got the little perv there that says dirty.
Spank me.
Mm-hmm. Paddle, train me. And then you got a sprouting couple learning to live and love and understand each other as roommates and friends.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Don't miss it. Thanks to everybody who has been in our room today. Class of Little Cupcake, Dina, Chernobyl, Big Rick, Dawn, Swinging in the Rockies, AMC, CCL, Jess. Gosh, there's so many people. Brad is here. Big Rich is here. We got Lady. Oh, that's you. Lady Bird and Dina Joe. Amazing to have you with us this afternoon. Have a great rest of your day. Are we done?
I guess so.
I just made it sound like we were done.
I know.
Do you want to talk about this poor old guy who played the same lottery ticket numbers for 15 years?
No.
And then finally hit for frickin' 12 million.
Oh, wow.
Jerk. I didn't like him.
I love it.
I don't want to talk about him. Why is someone calling me? Don't call me.
Not during the podcast.
I never answer the phone. Listen, no. If you need to get a hold of me, do not call me.
Send a text.
Yeah, text me. Yeah, you have a better chance of sending me a letter than calling me.
That's funny. Well, I just want to say, if you're new to the show and you haven't been here before, you liked what you heard, please look us up on all social medias.
Yes.
We have Instagrams. We have Facebooks. We have Twitters.
We have it all.
We have it all. Look Sean Swallow up on Facebook and send him a friend request.
That's it.
We need to get him some more friends.
Yes, and we need to grow our Swallow Nation. So just go to Facebook and join the group Swallow Nation.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, follow the swallow. Join us everywhere. We're all over the place.
Hashtag is follow the swallows.
Swallow is our real last name.
It is.
So you can find us.
Yes, you can.
Just don't Google the address. We appreciate everybody's support. Make sure and get swallowed.
Absolutely.
Hugs and kisses. Hubs and kisses.
Hubs
and kisses.
And rubs and tugs.
Yes. All right.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Ba ba da da. Ja da.
I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.